Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this Wednesday, January 13th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Thank you so much for joining us for the midweek update here on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather, your hostess with Financial Moses. And this Wednesday and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio show and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And today is like every other. We're going to bring you a fabulous show. We have some great minutes on your money and our millionaire minute, plus this week's key, dreams with deadlines. I'm so excited. We're already into our third week of the year. How are things going for you? Everything running smoothly? Are you executing your plan as you anticipated? I'm not, actually. I was so excited about my plans, and then I stepped into the office the first day of this new year, and voila, things were not as I had anticipated them being. But nonetheless, we make adjustments and move forward. So hopefully you are creating your own path, regardless of what is happening to you or within your life. Now, last week we had take action, make assessment. And on Saturday's show, we talked about the best laid plans can be the best laid plans, but they won't be the best laid achievements if you don't take any action. So you can plan and plan and plan and plan, and then if you don't start working the plan, you're never going to execute it. You're never going to achieve what you most truly say you desire. And that's what's super important, is that we take action. So the first action we took, because we are so excited about managing our money and starting over for the new year, and this is going to be the year that's going to be different from all else, but you don't know what to do. And so the best thing to do is to see where you are. And so we make an assessment of our current financial picture. But it's not something that you can do like overnight, because if you want to truly make and create an effective plan that you are able to implement over time that will be successful over time, you have to really, truly get an idea of where you are. Businesses do this all the time. They call it the due diligence phase of a purchase. So if somebody is thinking about purchasing another business, they got to figure out where that business is. And by looking at and taking a financial snapshot and looking at where they are and where they've come from, they can get a good idea of where the direction of the business is headed or what they can do to take the business in a different direction. But they can't do that until they get a good understanding. So we learned how to make assessment over the weekend, and so hopefully you all grabbed your 9x12 envelopes and are diligently saving your receipts. Remember, we're not looking at them. We're just saving them, because we don't want to alter. We want this to be the most organic example of what we're doing. So we don't want to alter the results by taking notes, organizing, or anything like that. We're just going to live our life. We're going to go low maintenance. All we're going to do is we're going to get a receipt for everything. If we don't have a receipt because we paid cash or receipts aren't issued, like when you pay your kids some sort of an allowance, or you give your spouse some purse money, you want to make sure that you're keeping track of all of that, because it's the little things that can tend to get away from us that we have challenges with. But if we can't track it, we can't identify that that's the issue. So we're going to write down on a piece of paper and create our own receipt for that expenditure. And we're going to just save them until we get to our break the budget key. And then we're going to learn all that we're going to do with those fabulous receipts. But this week is so exciting. The fun starts, because now we've moved past the phase where we're all stressed out because we don't know what we're doing about money, or we don't know what to do with money, or we've made some mistakes, or through no fault of our own, but just circumstances that occurred in our lives, we're in a pickle. This is all about setting that aside and figuring out what we truly desire, what we want for ourselves and our families. And Dreams with Deadlines is all about finding the biggest, brightest picture that we can think of our most harmonious, our most perfect life. And then we're going to memorialize it on paper. Because a goal is simply a dream with a deadline. And when we can assign a timeline to our dreams, now we have accountability. But our brain, I love our brain because it's the world's greatest, it's the universe's greatest supercomputer ever on the planet. And nobody can build a more finer instrument. And when we figure out the why, the how falls into place. The brain just knows when you fully and completely understand what you want and when you want it, the brain will kick in. It'll shift into that creative high gear and figure out the how and how to execute on those written goals. And it's so important. So we're going to learn all about how we create our goals and how we create goals that we can actually measure and that are achievable, and we can track our results. Because financial independence doesn't happen overnight. Just ask anybody that won the lottery a year later where they are. A significant majority of lottery winners are either broke or dead within 2 years of winning the lottery. And so overnight is not financial independence. Slowly, systematically, over time, is how we create financial independence. So we're going to talk all about that on Saturday's broadcast. If you've listened before, have you ever played any of the trivia? Have you tried to win some of the fabulous prizes we have here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation for the correct answerers of trivia? Well, I can give you an edge. Because if you are a subscriber to the E-Zine, not only will you receive in your inbox fabulous tools, tips, tricks, and information to create and build lasting long-term financial independence, but you will also have the trivia question before it goes out live on the air. So how spectacular is that? So if it's from a broadcast you haven't listened to, because we always draw questions from a previous broadcast, if it's one that you haven't listened to, you can now go back and listen to the broadcast and be able to find out the answer and potentially be the next winner. So in order to do that, you can subscribe a couple of different ways. You can scroll down to the bottom of our show page at Blog Talk Radio and just simply drop in your email address, and boom, you'll be subscribed automatically. Or you can surf over to our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com and become a subscriber and click on the members only update, and then you too will be included in the weekly email magazine. And last but not least, if those options don't work for you, you can just drop us an email at ezine@unlockyourwealth.com, ezine@unlockyourwealth.com, and say, sign me up for the e-zine and provide us with your contact information, and voila, it's that simple. So we'll be excited to have you. So, and we'll be excited that you'll be playing, because we have Season 1 and Season 2 Best of Interviews all ready to go for your perusal. So if there were some interviews from some of our top names, like Fan Merrill and Armando Montelongo from Flip This House, Sharon Lecter from Rich Dad, Poor Dad fame and 3 Feet from Gold, Mac Newton, we've got everybody. You name it, we've had them on. Tom Hopkins. And these are now available in our Unlock Your Wealth Foundation store. But if you win the trivia, you can choose from one of the fabulous prizes, of which a set of Season 1 and Season 2 are yours for the correct answer. So today's Minutes on Your Money, I've got a few articles. How about living with less? Do you think you can live with less? How about 9 sneaky tips for saving more to help you live with less? This is from Donna Friedman from MSN Money. First, trick yourself into building a cash cushion, and then trick yourself into keeping it. This process is profitable and might even be fun. So, as you know, we encourage an emergency fund because that's how we stop the debt cycle. And in order to get out of the little debt habit trail that we just keep running on and running on with credit cards, is we have to start socking some money away. So Donna Friedman says, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need tricks to save money, but life isn't perfect. And the national savings rate in November, and I'm stunned by this number, by the way, 4.7%, which is actually an improvement over recent years, because we had, not too long ago in this country, a negative savings rate. That means that Americans, on average, tucked away about a nickel of every dollar. Did you? Plenty of people seem to think they can't afford to save, says Rebecca Scriber, a financial planner in the Washington, D.C. area. She acknowledges that the unemployed or deeply indebted can't put aside much. But remember, part of something is still something, and it's better than nothing. And $20 saved is $20 saved, even if you had to do it a nickel at a time. So it's essential to have a plan to build savings, if only a dollar at a time. Suppose you were able to squirrel away as little as $2 to $5 a week. In a year, that would be $104 to $260 that might otherwise have gone to sodas, magazines, or the dollar menu at your favorite fast food restaurant. It doesn't sound like much, but when you couple this with the need for maybe, oh, I've got new tires, maybe you think, oh, my waistline could have skipped some of them cheeseburgers. And since there is no magic, I don't have a magic wand. I don't know if you do. I'm looking for one, but in the meantime, I'm just going to save instead. There is no free ride, but there are ways to make this process less painful and maybe even a little pleasurable. So here's what Donna says. Spend a little, save a little. Give yourself an allowance for fun. Put that amount in an envelope each payday or fold it into a corner of your wallet. And once it's gone, that's it. And there's no playing by different rules and dipping into your savings. But you do get extra credit for putting leftover discretionary spending into savings for the next payday. So maybe you can accumulate fun money. What a thought. A reader on the Smart Spending message board says that knowing she has a certain amount of money to spend any way she wants makes it easier to put the money earmarked for future purchases or long-term goals into the bank. How about, can't touch this, financial educator Katarina Taylor admits that being occasionally tempted by thoughts like, well, I really want that handbag. However, most of her money is in a pair of online banks that requires at least 48 hours for transfers. This, she says, gives her enough of a cooling off period that makes her realize that she really didn't want that purse after all. So it helps her with that impulse spending. She says that most of her stuff, her savings, she also sets up in laddered certificates of deposit, or what we call CDs. And she ladders them by having different maturity dates. And they carry penalties for early withdrawals, but because she stacks them in such a way that they mature regularly, she always has access to that money soon, but not for the impulse purchase. A reader says, last spring I opened an additional checking account to get a $100 bonus and nicknamed it Home. And the thought of her own home inspired her to look for ways to boost her savings balance by manufacturer's rebate checks, cash from recycling aluminum, payment for occasional babysitting gigs, or handy ma'am jobs, wrapped change, a small holiday bonus. And she says that generally she'll just add a couple of dollars from her wallet tool. Also, in 8 months, she's managed to put aside $1,324, including the initial $100 deposit and the $100 bonus. And you know what? It's not a fortune, but you know what? It's more than what she had before she did that. So I think that that's pretty encouraging. How about rounding up extra cash? An old savings tactic is to round up the amount on checks, for example. So if you record an expenditure of $11.09 on your check or debit card purchase, just add it as $12 into your transaction. At the end of the month, you add up the differences and put that money into savings. Some financial institutions offer that as a service, and they'll do that transferring for you. Bank of America has Keep the Change program, and Capital One has Smart Sense programs. And they'll do that for you. They automatically round up your transactions and transfer the difference into your savings account. So it's a pretty cool deal. So how about if it's a bill, so pay it? Wouldn't it be great if there were savings collectors every bit as persistent as the ones who go after your debts? The fact is that savings is indeed a bill to be paid. The easiest way to pay bills and the easiest way to save is automatically. Direct deposit from your paycheck whisks money away before you can even see it. You quickly learn to live on what is left. So start with a few bucks, and when you don't miss it anymore, increase the amount a little bit more and a little bit more, working slowly to give you time to adjust. It says, you know, once you see what you've accomplished, you're more disciplined. And then you don't want to see that money diminish, says Katerina, whose Smart Kids Money Matters program targets secondary school students. And if you're a hands-on type, you want to make sure that the first item on your list of bills to pay is your savings. If you read The Richest Man in Babylon, they say to pay yourself first. We have more of the 9 sneaky tips for saving more coming up in just a bit on the Midweek Update right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradore. Call Diradore now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial mostest, your maven of moolah, your sweetheart of savings. And we were talking before the break about 9 sneaky tips for saving more. And I am so excited because the next one is coming from someone you just might know. Another time-honored technique is to bank the money you save by using manufacturers' coupons each week by our own fabulous, ever-popular, effervescent, and good-looking Karen Gurm of the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation in Phoenix suggests that doing the same with money saved through supermarket loyalty cards also. Ms. Gurm has been able to put aside nearly $1,000 this way. You ever look at that when you go at the grocery store and you look down at the end of your receipt and it says you just saved $21.62? Well, if you were a business and you saved that money at the store but spent it somewhere else, that's just reallocation of assets. That's not saving. So you got to actually save it. Karen also says some people swear by the dollar bill challenge, setting aside all single dollar bills that come into their hands. But if that's too rich for your blood, just save only your change. You would be surprised at how it adds up. Last year, she amassed $34.54 just by picking up money other folks had dropped. And how even more fabulous is this? She donated it to a local food bank. So, wahoo! Yay! Awesome for her. So another way is a few more stealthy kind of savings tactics. Says it's hard to save, but do it anyway. Don't give in to what Richard Barrington of Money Rates says the misery loves company tract. The fact that your neighbor or your fishing buddy or your brother is in the same boat isn't going to make your financial hardship any easier. At the end of the day, you're responsible for your savings. So stop commiserating and stop comparing yourselves to everybody else. This is about your own personal best, not how you are in relation to other people. Set up direct deposit for a flexible spending account for work-related reimbursements. And if you need those funds to pay bills, try to save at least $5 of each reimbursement in the bank. And get symbolic. If you want to retire at 65, start depositing $65 each month or each week if you can afford it. Indiana resident Mark Allen makes weekly deposits equal to his two daughters' ages. He says it's an easy way to save, and since it only goes up a dollar per year per child, it's not a difficult savings goal to maintain. That's kind of clever. Ask for help. The Women in Red Racers have paid off $10 million in debts by supporting and encouraging one another. So why not start a savings support group, either online or with some of your friends? Have a nice little friendly competition and see how it all adds up. There are so many resources available on the web for you to calculate how your savings can grow exponentially in 5, 10, or 50 years from now. So also visit www.unlockyourwealth.com for all kinds of little tools for you to plan for your financial future. Now, we had an incredible Millionaire Minute this past weekend, and so I kind of wanted to go over it again here in our last little bit.
Tell me how to be a millionaire.
Yes, the Millionaire Minute is a segment where we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now, today. Paul Farrell talks about the 8 secrets of financial happiness and to use psychology to reduce stress for money. The psychology of money, known as behavioral finance, has a positive side. It turns out you can use psychology to increase your financial happiness by reducing your money stress. Number 1, learn to want less. The advertising media has programmed America's brains, and not just blindly, to buy stuff. We've been cleverly programmed to believe that more is never enough, and we must have the latest and greatest. These unconscious brain commands are the main cause of America's low savings and high debt. Number 2, get organized. You're on overload, reacting from crisis to crisis. Multitasking isn't working. You do what's easy and immediate, what's crucial, what's distracting. But with no plan, stuff piles up, and all that clutter costs you time, money, and stress. Get on top of it. Number 3, set goals. A few decades ago, Yale polled graduates, students about goals. 20 years later, they discovered that the ones with clear goals made more money and were happier than all the others put together. So define where you want to be by 2026. Number 4, plan your spending. Spend more than you make. Problem is, most of us don't even know. You need to find out how to track your spending, boost your savings, eliminate high debt interest, and ultimately live within your means and enjoy it. Take action, make assessment. Number 5, invest sensibly. Here's another equation to hardwire into your brain. Nothing saved equals nothing invested equals no retirement. Yes, the world's getting scarier and scarier. But if you keep saving and keep investing, build a well-diversified portfolio that'll weather the storms. Number 6, protect what is yours. Americans and the habits that they breed of financial happiness, from a survey from Roper Center, says the happiest people are often the ones that protect themselves and their families with insurance, wills, and trusts. Think of Warren Buffett's 2 rules. 1, never lose money, and 2, never forget rule 1. Number 7, start talking about money. We keep too many secrets about money. We talk more openly about sex, religion, and politics than money, yet money is a hot-button issue that is most likely to lead to spousal wars. Open up, talk about money, get kids involved in the game early. And number 8, find work that fits. Happy workers also make more money. In The Millionaire Mind, George Stanley says, go one step further. If you're creative enough to select the ideal vocation, you can win and win big time. The really brilliant millionaires are those who selected a vocation they love. Yes, it does pay to be happy. Now fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward to the future and watch how differently people respond to you. And imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your Millionaire Minute. Again, Saturday's show, we'll check in with Stephen Light. Hopefully he'll have time for us this week, and we'll see how he's doing with his financial coaching and his path to financial independence. We also have other fabulous guests, plenty of surprises. Minutes on Your Money. Karen Gurm will be back with News by the Numbers. I know you're all dying to know what's going on in the stock market. So please join us on Saturday at 9 a.m. for the Unlock Your Wealth radio program. And take a look at the website. We've got some great things coming forth this week. www.unlockyourwealth.com. I'm so excited to have chatted with you today, and I look forward to sharing more with you on Saturday. And remember, here's to your financial independence.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American, and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.